Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. Richmond's home for the Hokies. And Virginia Tech will kick off the season against South Carolina. You know, I saw an interview, and Shane Beamer said, when I'm in Blacksburg, I'm just Frank's son. Hokie Steve sits with us right now live from Capitol Ale House. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're fired up for the start of the regular season.
I'm definitely fired up. I mean, we are not talking Orioles or Nats today, I can tell you that. So
yeah.
Definitely. You know, we're talking the Hokies, you know, 4 weeks from 2 days ago. I mean, we're 26 days and counting until we kick it off down at Mercedes-Benz. And, you know, I mean, coming away from Charlotte, being down there with you, I mean, I came away a little bit more optimistic. I mean, a lot of new players on the Hokies, right? 54 new players. But, you know, I'm looking over the roster, and I watched some highlights of Donovan Green, who we had on down there. That kid can catch. He's just got to stay healthy, you know? I mean, that's going to be a great addition to the Hokies receiving corps.
Yeah, it's hard to keep a roster intact now in all of college sports, basketball or football. But the most important position to bring back, in my mind, is quarterback.
Yep, no doubt.
When you bring back drones, you give yourself a shot. And I really enjoyed a conversation with him from ACC kickoff. Before we get into the Hokies, though, there are 5 Week 0 games.
Yes, they are.
Which one do you like most? We've got Iowa State, Kansas State.
I'm going. You can stop right there. Farmageddon. Farmageddon. That's it right there. The Hawkeyes. The Cyclones and the Wildcats. And they kind of dubbed it Farmageddon. And that's the one I'm going to be watching. That's the one that's playing in Dublin, right?
Yeah, that's the one in Dublin, Ireland. That will be a 12 noon kickoff Saturday, August 23rd, the week after football festival.
Right.
You've got Idaho State, UNLV. I think Fresno State, Kansas will be interesting. Sam Houston, Western Kentucky, and then Stanford against Hawaii from Honolulu. It'll be 7:30 on CBS to end week 0.
So they're kicking that off 7:30 Eastern time, or is that 7:30 Hawaii time?
I think that's 7:30 Eastern time, which means,
because that's like, that would be like almost like 1:30 Hawaii time, right?
Yeah.
So yep, I probably because you know, I can't see them playing a, I guess it was 7:30 Hawaii time, it would be like 4 a.m. East Coast time. So
yeah.
But it'll be cool to watch the Cardinal kick it off on the ACC, from the ACC side. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that Iowa State K-State game, because both of those teams are picked in the top, you know, top half, top five, top six of the Big 12.
Yep, and then Thursday, August 28th, begins week one action. And there are a few ACC schools in action. Duke will host Elon.
Right.
And so that kind of kicks off the ACC season. But really, we will all have our eyes on Clemson, LSU,
yes,
as the real start to the season.
Yes, we will. And real
as
quick.
As well as Alabama at Florida State.
Oh, Alabama, Florida State. Obviously, the Hokies, South Carolina, Clemson, LSU, Saturday night prime time down in Death Valley. Again, we talked about it, Garrett Nussmeier versus Kay Klubnik. And there's one other one out there, too, that I'm – well, Miami's playing Notre Dame.
TCU at North Carolina.
TCU, North Carolina as well. So a lot of great – the ACC, if you looked at – the ACC is playing – I think eight more against Power 5 teams. Here we go. ACC is scheduled to play 26 games against peer Power 4 conference opponents, most of any conference by eight games this year.
Yeah, they were promoting that a lot at ACC kickoff.
Yeah.
You know, what were some of your other takeaways from ACC kickoff about the conference as a whole?
Well, obviously, we talked about it being just a lot smoother this year. Last year, it was coming. You know, you had the lawsuits that had just kind of gotten kicked off with Clemson and Florida State. Those have been settled now. So, you know, listen, we both ran into Jim Phillips, right?
Yeah.
He seemed a lot happier.
A lot happier than the previous year.
In fact, you know, I'm in the, shall we say, the rest facilities, and I look up and there's Jim Phillips. Hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey, Commissioner, how you doing?
Yeah, so, he was glad to see us, that we were there covering the event. So, it's just so crucial for the ACC this year to get two schools back into the college football playoffs.
But right.
I think one of my takeaways from ACC kickoff was I wouldn't be shocked if they got three teams in there.
Well,
because I think Clemson's a lock.
That's when we talked about when we had our top fives and all that. Well, I was going to talk about it as well. I don't want you compared it, but FSU snuck in there with four first place votes. But again, I mean, Clemson is just solid, 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 and I would be shocked if they don't. You know, they may lose a game. In fact, they may lose the LSU game. I don't think they will, but I think Clemson is almost a lock for the to be one of the top four seeds in the college football playoff. And then you've got the SMUs and the Miamis and the Louisvilles out there as well. So, if they get three in, that would be huge for the conference. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. So let's slide from the ACC to the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we're less than 30 days away.
Yeah, 26, I think.
August 31st, 3 p.m. kickoff there. I mean, it's going to be like Sunday afternoon football against South Carolina. What would you consider to be a successful season for the Hokies record-wise?
Yeah, I know we've talked about this. To me, obviously they were 6-6 last year. They lost the bowl game. So, to me, a successful season has got to be at a minimum a plus one, and I'm going to say plus two. So I'm saying 8-4 is a successful season for Coach Pry and that staff.
Yeah.
To me, if you're just a plus one, if you go 7-5.
What if you're 7-5, then you win the bowl game?
Well,
right?
That would be okay, depending on the bowl game itself. But I really think they need to figure out a way to get to eight wins. That's the magic number.
Yeah, and then because if you get to eight wins, you're going to be at a decent bowl game. That nine will look real good in terms of momentum moving forward. So I see what you're saying. 7-5. You could end up being 8-5, but it would be like, oh,
well, you could end up being 7-6.
You won the Cheetos Bowl. Who cares?
Yeah. So, to me, 8-4. And I'm looking at the schedule. Obviously, South Carolina is a huge, tough opening matchup. They've got to go to Florida State, which, again, I'm telling you, FSU is going to be a lot better than people think. They've got Miami at home. They've got Louisville at home. So the schedule, they've really got it. To me, they've got to make hay in September and October because it gets pretty tough in the month of November.
Yep, and then close the season at Virginia this year as they look to keep the Commonwealth Cup. I think for me, when you talk about expectations, I have to start with the first four games. Can they be 3-1?
Have to be.
Can they be 4-0 in the first four games? And then, oh my goodness, will there be momentum? I mean, if they win the first four games, that Wake Forest game, the second game of the ACC kickoff, will be not just sold out, but it'll be one of the biggest games in the ACC that weekend.
Yeah, well, they go to NC State the week before that, and Raleigh's very easily for a lot of Hokie fans to get to. If Tech starts 4-0, they'll send a ton of people down to Raleigh. But that Wake Forest game will be huge. But again, the key. If they play well, and I expect them to play well against South Carolina, I really do. Are they going to come away with a win? Gosh, I'd love to see it. They're 9.5-point underdogs, but let's just say they play a tough game and lose. They've got that Vanderbilt game becomes a must win.
Yeah, I can't imagine what would happen in Blacksburg if the Hokies start the season 0-2. Look, if they're 4-0, we've got you booked here for the season on Mondays. I'm going to start texting you to come back on Fridays and join me because, if they're 4-0, we're going to have to talk Hokies all the time.
Well, hey, I do high school football Friday night with the two Garys, so I'm in town.
Now, if they're 2-2, and this might be a once-a-month thing here.
If we're 2-2, yeah.
I'm going to be very frustrated.
If we're 2-2, we're going to Ravens talk, okay?
Yeah.
So
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, and the newest addition, Tyler Loop, 7-for-7 in the scrimmage the other day. He kicked a 63-yarder, said it would have been good from 70. So maybe they found the new Justin Tucker, got him Tyler Loop.
They all hope they have. I mean, that it be, it's become a storyline for the Ravens.
Oh, no doubt.
Throughout training camp of the preseason because of how good Tucker was in his prime. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We got Hokie Steve with us here. You know, kind of as we've been recapping ACC kickoff, I know we had Biff, our intern, who was awesome.
He was.
Assigned to creating a TikTok for the most aura at ACC kickoff
right.
when they walked in. I mean, Andrew Luck was at the top of that list for me, and then Bill Belichick. I really thought that Cade Klubnik walked around like a guy that might win the Heisman. I was impressed by Chandler Morris as well. Who kind of impressed you in terms of walking around like a future star of the National Football League at ACC kickoff?
Well, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be a future star in the ACC and the National Football League, but how about Kelvin Gilliam, the guy from Pilot Springs, Virginia Tech guy?
He was really impressive.
He came in. I'd never met him before. I mean, I'd met Drones a couple of times, but he was the one that impressed me the most. And C.J. Bailey. I mean, C.J. Bailey from NC State, too. He kind of walked around. He had a little swagger over there talking to your boys at from 99.9.
Yeah, and then also, you know, Kevin Jennings. He's smaller than I thought he was going to be. Now,
right.
I saw him last year, but it's just crazy how he can do. He does similar to Lamar things, and at SMU this year, there's going to be a lot of excitement if they can get off to a good season, a good start to the season, because he could work his way into the Heisman candidate conversation, I think.
Did you see that, you know, with the preseason All-ACC, Clemson got 11 of the 22? That's half the team. I mean, that's huge. I mean, that's why I'm saying I really like the Tigers. But you know, certainly, you know, SMU, Louisville, Georgia Tech's in the conversation. I'm telling you, FSU is going to be up there, and hopefully the Hokies as well.
How about Syracuse? Because they ended the season with a lot of momentum.
They did, and they had that huge win against Miami that knocked the Canes out of the CFP. I think they might take a step back this year. I'm looking at their schedule, and I think I looked at their schedule earlier. They've got a really tough schedule. So Fran Brown did a great job in year number one, but I'm kind of thinking they may take a step back in year number two.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to watch that. I mean, they start the season against Tennessee.
Right, and also down in Atlanta, which is the day before the Hokies game.
Yeah, and then you know, I was talking to Bill Roth about that. Are you making the trip? Because it is cool if you're a Hokies fan to go the day before – see a game, get hammered, get wasted, don't care about the outcome,
yep.
and then wake up and do the same thing the next day.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going down on Saturday, and I'm not going to the Syracuse-Tennessee game. I'm going to probably be down in Buckhead or something like that, hanging out with a bunch of guys and friends and stuff like that. But we will be there Saturday. I'll be there Sunday at 3 o'clock for the kick against the South Carolina Gamecocks.
I'll be watching the Syracuse-Tennessee game. I think there's going to be some burgundy in the stands.
I will definitely be watching it. And, again, just carry me right on through from that game all the way to 7:30. Clemson LSU that night, and then you've got Florida State and Florida State Alabama as well.
Yeah, I mean it's a sprint to the regular season. It's going to be here before you know it.
Can't wait.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. They own the late night. Great place to come watch any college football or NFL game throughout the season. Capital Ale House. I'll be here Mondays recapping all the action from the weekend that was the NFL and college football. And Mondays are also burger night here at Capital Ale House. You can come on down 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95, and bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Hokie Steve hanging out with us, and he'll be one of our guests at Football Festival in less than 2 weeks, August 16th. Now, I know we're going to get into the Hokies, but can you just remind my audience for a second?
All right.
Because people are losing their minds here.
All right.
Remind my audience of what it was like when Lamar Jackson requested a trade and then ended up still playing for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because Terry McLaurin requested a trade.
Yep.
I think he's still going to play for the Commanders.
I agree. I mean, this is just all, you know, political posturing, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know, he's got to say it. I mean, obviously, I heard you. I guess you were talking to Michael Phillips earlier. He wants that three, right, in that contract. And the Redskins, the Commanders don't want to give it to him. So, I mean, I guess they're $28, $29 million, whatever the number is. The Ravens were never going to let Lamar Jackson go. I don't see the Commanders ever letting Terry McLaurin go. If they do, I got a great place for him.
Yeah,
so.
And the other thing is, you know, looking back on it, there are no Ravens fans that I know that are still bitter about Lamar requesting a trade. You all knew it was part of the process.
Like I said, it's just part of the process. You know, Micah Parsons now, that may be a different story down there in Dallas, but you do that, you know, it gets out there in the media, the fans all freak out, and maybe the GM freaks out a little bit, but at the end of the day, that's a guy you have to have on your team if you want to make the playoffs this year.
All right, let's go through the roster for the Hokies. There are, it feels like, a million new faces.
I was going to say 54 new faces,
54.
Which I thought that was crazy until I heard Carolina's got 70
this year.
So 70 new for Coach B. Put the Hokies between the freshmen coming in and the transfers, 54 new players on that roster.
But Kyron Drone's back. The team's starting quarterback. Now, how would you respond to those, like, I'm going to throw them under the table here. Stubb, our producer, is over Drones. I already know that. I think he's over Pry as well. Maybe you should keep that opinion off the air, though. But how do you fire up people? Because I know there's a lot of this fan base that saw enough from Drones last year that they don't want to see him anymore. How do you get them fired up?
I say go back and look at a healthy Kyron Drones in 2023 and what he did, all right? So, you know, again, I mean, we are the Hokies are who they are with right now with Kyron Drones. That's their best chance to win football games.
Yeah.
So whether you like him or not, you got to get behind him. You just hope he stays healthy.
It's kind of like Rodgers with the Steelers. He's the best guy that we've got at this moment. Yeah,
that's your guy, right? Or with the Colts with Jones or Richardson, right?
Yeah.
So, but Kyron Drones is a guy. Next year we'll have a new quarterback. You know, we'll see. But Drones has got to be the guy this year. It's too late to get anybody else. And to me, like I said, a healthy Kyron Drones hopefully will revert back to his 2023 form because he was pretty good in 2023.
And it's so year in, year out, but the offense coordinator got the job because of what they're expecting him to do with Drones.
Right, and a previous relationship with Kyron. Kyron's from Texas. He coached down there at Baylor, and he was at Tulsa. He recruited Kyron. And so, yeah, I mean, Philip Montgomery puts a lot of points up on the board. it's not just going to be Kyron Jones. It's, like I said, it's going to be if the offensive line comes together with the new offensive line coach, Matt Moore. You've got a couple of new receivers in Cam Seldon and Donovan Green, who we talked about from Wake Forest earlier. I'm excited to see what – you know, here's a guy that we probably didn't talk about at all last year, Benji Gosnell. All right, he was a tight end. He played.
Talked a lot about his brother.
Well, we did. But guess who was second in receiving for the Hokies last year? Benji Gosnell. He had 32 catches. Jalen Lane had 38. So Benji Gosnell comes back, and that's huge. You got experience tight end there, and then the running back. You lose Tootin, but you bring in Terrion Stewart from Bowling Green, Brandon Bennett from Coastal. So all those guys got to come together. And, you know, again, what do we hear about from the Hokies down in Charlotte? Mental toughness. So, and I heard an interview earlier this week with Benji Gosnell, and he said this team is closer. He said, hats, not even close. This is the closest that – this is his fourth year at Tech, the closest the Hokies have been since he's been there. So that's a good sign to me.
So who do you think are going to be the pass-catching leaders for the Hokies catching balls from drones?
Well, certainly Gosnell will be up there. Aiden Green, who comes back from last year.
Yeah, and I liked him a lot last year.
He was good. I don't think he was as consistent as he needs to be, but at times he had a great catch in the Miami game, if you remember, for a touchdown. Like I said, Seldon as well, Donovan Green. And here's a name that I'll throw at, Chaz Wiggins from right up the road in King George. 6'3", about 200, supposedly he's a great athlete. He'll be he redshirted last year. He's going to be in the mix as a receiver. So all those guys.
I want to see a guy that redshirted last year pop off.
That's one of the guys you might – Chaz Wiggins is one of the guys you may hear.
It feels like redshirting is not as common as it used to be with the transfer portal.
Right. If they're good, you got to play them, right?
Right. So Chaz Wiggins?
Chaz Wiggins. Yeah, he's a kid from up in King George. They had a really good high school program, came out of a really good high school program, and he's got the height, too. He's like 6'3".
So last year, Tootin carried the rock. He was the best running back by far.
No doubt.
Made it into the league because of that. I mean, insane 40 time. How do you replace that production? Who's it going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be Stewart. I mean, he's already on the Doak Walker list for this year. So, but I think it's going to be early, and especially in the South Carolina game and the Vanderbilt game, you're going to see Brandon Bennett get a few carries as well as Marcellus Hawkins, the JUCO guy out of Iowa, I believe. So, all those guys you're going to see, but I think Terrion Stewart's going to be overwhelmingly the guy that's going to get the carries for the Hokies.
Let's go to the secondary, because you didn't get the production you wanted from the secondary last year, but you had some big names.
Right. Mansoor Delane.
Yep.
You know,
Dorian Strong.
A couple of transfers that you're probably going to hear about this year. Both safeties, both came from other ACC schools. Jordan Bass came from Pitt. He's a kid out of Hampton. The Hokies wanted him very badly, did not get him. He went to Pitt. He's transferred back to Virginia Tech. And then Sherrod Coville from Clemson, who's another 7'5", 7" guy, played down at Clemson. He's a senior this year. Both of those guys will be in the secondary. So I expect both of those guys to get a lot of playing time.
Hokie Steve with us here. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We've talked about the new coaches. Who's the new coach that you're most excited for?
Matt Moore, came from West Virginia, offensive line coach, brought three players with him. This guy will be starting on the offensive line for the Hokies. Tomas Remack, he's a redshirt senior, started for West Virginia. I like that because he brought a guy with him to tell the other guys, this is what we got to do, right? So Matt Moore, the offensive line coach from West Virginia, and supposedly, everything is going really well right now. So
there's a lot of new guys there, new defense coordinator, new offense coordinator. But for the new offense coordinator, Philip Montgomery, to have the success
right
with drones in the passing game, he needs a much better offensive line.
He does. And obviously, one of the things drones, I wish Jones wouldn't run it maybe as much as he has in the past. Maybe that's why he got so banged up early last year. He even said something, I think, in whether it be Media Day down in Charlotte, whatever he says, I tried to be a Superman too many times last year early. That's what got him hurt early, and, it just kind of got worse. So a better offensive line will hopefully help, will help the Hokies, and, certainly a healthy Drones will help the Hokies.
Yeah, I want to know if this was your take. I thought he was an awesome conversation with him. I liked how he was wearing all black.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like, So I've spoken with Kyren Drones at the last few media days, right? So he came in 2023, unknown, and he had that fantastic season. And then last year, there were all these expectations.
Right.
And he tried to back those expectations up by trying to be Superman. This year, after the conversation I had with him, I felt like he understands his best ability is availability. He knows he's got to be on the field.
I love that quote. I mean, it's true. You know, he's not worth anything to Virginia Tech, you know, sitting over there on the sidelines, right? So they've got to keep him healthy, and he's got to make the, you know, he's got to do the right things to stay healthy. So, you know, it all starts, you know, with the offensive line and protecting him.
Yeah. So. But hopefully he plays like a guy that's in year three at a university, right, where it's like, hey, I had my excitement, then I had my nervous games, or I had my errors. This is the year I put it all together.
Yeah, well, I think there's a chip on that shoulder. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
and for everyone, I mean,
on that black suit, but he's got a big chip on that shoulder because he realizes last year was a major, major, major disappointment for the Virginia Tech fan base.
Yeah, so. But I think even like one of the transfers that we talked to mentioned that, like, yeah, I mean, look, this team lost a lot of talent last year because of the results of last year. They want to make sure that that does not happen again.
Yeah, but one of the guys we talked to, Jaden Keller, right? So, you know, he comes back. He's a starting linebacker. Caleb Woodson comes back. He's a starting linebacker. Both of those guys were the two Hokies leading tacklers last year. So there's your nucleus on the defensive side. You throw in Kelvin Gilliam back for year number two, Keyshawn Burgos, Ben Bell, a guy from Texas State who I think he had like 12 sacks last year, and then this James DeJonkum from Eastern Michigan. So there's a couple names you're going to hear as well, and Bass and Coville on the secondary. So, again, came away from Charlotte a little bit more excited, and, you know, let's get it on.
Hokies have some history of some good kickers. Do they bring back the kicker, or is it a
Love,
new guy?
Love is back.
Yeah.
Love is back. I think
he's
solid. I think he's one of the preseason Lou Groza on Lou Groza watch.
That's awesome. So, Steve, always appreciate you joining the show. Tell a little bit to the audience here about what you're expecting for Football Fest. You were at the event last year. This year you'll be representing the Hokies.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I mean, it was a great event last year. Looking forward to it again this year. I want to meet Fred Smoot. I want to ask Fred Smoot about his days at Mississippi State, and I'm sure he's got some crazy stories there with the cowbells and all that. But listen, if you're a Virginia Tech fan, you know, come out and support this event. It's going to be a great 6 o'clock kick.
Yep.
6 o'clock start, right? And it's you're going to have, you know, you got Hokies there, you got Wahoos there, you got Spiders, you got Old Dominion Monarchs, JMU Dukes. It's a good evening of entertainment, and looking forward to it very much.
I think there are going to be a lot of people that want to, you know, get an autograph from Fred Smoot, take a photo with him. But don't sleep on how many people are going to love Tim Hightower.
Right.
He was the pride of the Richmond Spiders.
No doubt.
Local DMV kid that's coming back here. So I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt as well. Looking forward to it as well, and looking forward to being with you.
You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Awesome place to watch football games this season. I love the wings. Best burger in town, in my mind. Great beer selection. All these awesome appetizers. Great vibe. Big TVs. The staff is so friendly here. Come on to Capitol Ale House throughout the season. Tell them AWOD sent you. So the Commanders are traveling today. They'll be in Foxborough, Massachusetts tomorrow. Programming note, Squirrels have a day game. We'll have a brief AWOD radio before pregame starts at 12:30 right here on 910 The Fan for the Flying Squirrels. But the preseason begins Thursday, August 7th. So next time we have a full show, we'll be previewing football games. We'll have to bring back our 3-star, 2-star, 1-star game of the week. But I'll tell you right now, Colts-Ravens is probably at the top of my list because of I want to see Anthony Richardson. And then I'd say Raiders-Seahawks with the newness there in Ashton Gentry. Bengals-Eagles last, but the news we did hear out of Cincinnati is that Zach Taylor is committed to playing his starters in the preseason more so they can get off to a faster start. That's the lead story as we go around the National Football League with NFL hits on The Fan.
Every off-season rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So Bengals coach Zach Taylor announces a new approach to preseason games. The new approach is in hopes of getting off to a fast start in 2025. He told reporters that Joe Burrow and other starters will play this Thursday against the Philadelphia Eagles. He said the plan is to play multiple series and even see action in Cincinnati's preseason game against the Commanders next week. He went on to say, more than a drive and up to a quarter, you could see Joe Burrow and the other big name stars in action in just 2 days on Thursday. Joe Burrow threw for 4,918 yards, 43 touchdowns last season, career highs, and won NFL Comeback Player of the Year. The problem was anytime Joe Burrow came back onto the field, his defense had given up a score. They finished 9-8 last two seasons and missed out on the playoffs. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow's throwing for 300 yards and three touchdowns every game. The defense was the issue. I don't know why playing your starters is going to help that for the offensive side of the ball. I don't think this is a smart move. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins mean way too much to this team for them to have any kind of little injury and miss any time for the regular season. I understand what he's saying, and I told you, stop, what did I say? I would have fired Zach Taylor if I was the general manager of the Bengals.
Both would have, yeah. It needs to happen.
You can't miss the playoffs with Joe Burrow in his prime. And this is a desperate move by a desperate coach to make sure his team doesn't get off to an 0-2 start, which they've done in each of the past three seasons. To me, I'm saying right now this will backfire, and there will be a major piece of the Cincinnati Bengals that gets hurt and misses week one. I don't like this move.
My defense of this is there's one team that very consistently does that, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we said this last year when they're playing them. It's not a bad team to replicate their formula.
It's not. But even the Bengals can – I mean, the Chiefs, they can afford to lose a wide receiver. They've got a bunch of nobodies out there running routes and catching passes from Patrick Mahomes. And if they lost Travis Kelce or Mahomes, that'd be different. I'm going to say my opinion is this backfires, and I think they're going to get off to another slow start to the season also. It's just I'm worried for him. I thought he should have been fired. I think he could end up being the first coach that gets fired this season, right? Because if you do this and then you get off to an 0-2 start, what are you telling ownership that you belong as the head coach still? And especially with the way their season starts, first 4 weeks, they should be 3-1. At the Browns, host the Jags, at the Vikings, at the Broncos.
Oh, if they start 0-2 against the Browns and the Jaguars,
you
got to be out week two.
Yeah. And they have a cupcake easy end of the season, Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. If they miss out on the playoffs, he loses his job. I think he also could get fired if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round. As we're going around the National Football League with the latest news and notes, well, we are upset in Washington that Terry McLaurin's not on the practice field. I told you I'd love to be a fly on the wall on the fan in Dallas. Here's Get Up ESPN talking about the latest situation with Dallas and Micah Parsons and the culture that owner Jerry Jones has created.
Jerry, the general manager, who still stunning to me sometimes to say that an owner is also a general manager, is losing majorly. Jerry needs to snap the streak, and the streak that I'm referring to is star players becoming extension eligible and feeling the right to play out every last card available to them because they know in the end they're going to end up getting what they desire, which is a top-of-the-market deal. And the way the top-of-the-market deals work is the longer you wait, the larger the deal is because somebody else might get paid just ahead of you that increases the top-of-the-market. See, this offseason, at the beginning of the offseason, if the Cowboys, who again could have extended Micah Parsons last year, had done so February 15th of this year, whatever the day after the Super Bowl was this year, they could have gotten Micah Parsons for a top-of-the-market deal that maybe was around $36, $37 million a year. And then Max Crosby and Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt and other players completely blew the top off of the pass-rushing market. The Cowboys need to, at some point soon, find a player who is worthy of a massive deal and snap a streak. Be aggressive. Make that player overpaid, perhaps, because it's become a cultural issue now where other players see guys waiting and waiting and waiting and eventually getting what they want. The players have almost always won. Zeke, Dak, CD, you name it. Probably very soon, Micah Parsons.
Okay.
What's going to happen with Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys? Now, Stubb, here's one thing that Jerry is doing that I do like. And I hate Jerry Jones and everything about the Cowboys, the star on the helmet, the new Jerry's World. I can't stand that organization. But there's one thing Jerry's doing that I like. I'm going to attempt to explain this in an awful Jerry Jones accent. I know it's awful. But he said, Micah, I'll talk to you. I'm not talking to your agent. He doesn't want what's best for you, Michael. He wants what's best for him. I want what's best for you and the Dallas Cowboys. I'll talk to you and create a deal. I like that Jerry's doing that because, as I've said, I think Terry McLaurin's getting an awful advice from Buddy Baker. And I think if Terry McLaurin was discussing with Adam Peters, they'd probably already have a deal in place. Because I think a similar situation's happening with Micah. Sign a contract, play for the team if you want to play for them. If you don't, then demand a trade. But Micah Parsons is trying to get a contract with the Cowboys, and Jerry has done this with all the other guys. He tries to cut corners, cut a few million by cutting out the agent. And I'm kind of okay with that, to be honest with you, because I think that's holding Terry McLaurin back a little bit. He shouldn't be asking for $34 million. He shouldn't be asking for $33 million. He shouldn't be asking for $32 million. I think Terry McLaurin should ask for $27, $28. I think that's his value, and I think that's a fair deal. And if you want him to get paid for what he's done in the past, I'm sorry that's not fair, though. That's not how it works in this life, in my mind. Stubb, how awful was that accent? I mean, were you just cringing back there?
I think it was closer to a South Park Canadian than Jerry Jones, which I found interesting.
Well, I tried to make it very old and very white. Very, very old.
Right.
Because he is so ancient. But I tried to sneak in. He literally calls him Michael. Micah.
Micah. He does have a distinct accent.
Yeah.
I would say you were like 15% there.
How about when he was on Hard Knocks and he was like, "You guys know what I eat for breakfast every day? McDonald's."
Well, this is an entirely different
Nothing's
voice.
As good as hey, McDonald's. Hey, Micah, I don't want to talk to your agent, Micah.
It's very South Park. I don't know how to place it. Like, you sound like Trey Parker right now.
Well, I don't watch enough Cowboys television, so maybe I need to work on that. We've been hyping up a team that's going into year two with a quarterback that has a coach on a second opportunity, that has exciting weapons at wide receiver and running back, and what they believe is a top-tier defense. And I'm not talking about with the Washington Commanders. Have we been sleeping on the Denver Broncos' chances of winning the Super Bowl this year with year two of Bo Nix after a 10-win regular season and a playoff berth? Tannenbaum, on First Take, believes that's not out of the realm of possibilities. Let's take a listen.
Super Bowl, and you just look at both sides of the ball. You know, we talked about Caleb Williams before.
What?
Bo Nix played really good football. He's going to get better, take another step. That offense is going to be extremely efficient.
Bo knows.
But if you look, Bo does know. But you look at the other side of the ball, guys, that is a championship defense. You're talking about Zach Allen, Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper, and then they went out and added two guys from San Francisco, Dre Greenlaw and Taloa Hufanga. They took Jahdae Barron in the first round. That's a championship defense, and I think an efficient offense. If Coach Belichick was sitting here, guys, he would always talk about how teams lose games in the NFL before you ever have to win it. This offense is going to be a lot like Buffalo's, where they're going to be efficient. They may not be flashy, but they have a smart quarterback who's an underrated athlete. And I'm telling you, this defense is outstanding. We're going to be talking about Vance Joseph as a viable head coaching candidate coming down the stretch.
David, wow. You looked like you
lost. I think something's wrong with Mike T. Listen, respect. First of all, let me say this. I'm a fan of Sean Payton. I always have been. Mm-hmm. I think he's an exceptional coach, an exceptional offensive mind. He's obviously accomplished a lot in his career, and he's the right man for the job in Denver. I'm not throwing any shade on him, but when you say this is about the seventh time you felt this way, how many Super Bowl championships does he have? One. How many Super Bowl appearances does he have? One. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Where's the other six then? I don't want to hear all that.
Look, I'd rather side with anyone than Stephen A. Smith So I understand the argument for the Broncos making the Super Bowl this year. I'm not sleeping on their defense anymore, Stubb. I'm not sleeping on their defense.
No, you really can't. Like, there's some ballers out there.
R.J. Harvey, J.K. Dobbins, Jaleel McLaughlin, the running backs, and the wide receivers. Cortland Sutton just got paid, and we're comparing him to Terry McLaurin. Outside of contract negotiations, I don't think anybody should compare the skill level of Cortland Sutton to Terry McLaurin or Marvin Mims to what we've got. Devon Velley. I don't think they have enough talent in terms of the skill position. And last time I checked, it's not 2019. I don't think Evan Engram is going to save the day for them at tight end. I question the offense. No longer will I question the defense. But Sean Payton has been a brilliant offensive mind for a long time. And maybe if there's one guy he can get the most out of, it's Darren Sproles' version of J.K. Dobbins. Screen passes, handing it to him, getting it to him in open field. I wonder, because J.K. Dobbins had a fantastic season last year when he was healthy. Maybe he has a great season for Denver this year, and that's the big piece of their offense that I feel like is missing. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And we did get a few tweets I wanted to get to. Paul tweets me, AWOD, as a Bills fan, I'm really excited about Hard Knocks tonight. Are you a Hard Knocks fan? I've actually never gotten into it, but I will definitely check it out. That's from Paul, who's listening. We'll answer that when we return. I didn't know, Stubb, that Hard Knocks returned tonight. I guess it is Tuesday, August 5th. It makes sense. And then Trevor tweets us. He says, AWOD, I understand if you don't remember me. It's Trevor from Charleston, South Carolina. I used to live in RVA. I've had a hiatus from listening since the Super Bowl, but I'm back to listening again recently, and I'm pumped for the upcoming NFL season. I mean, Stubb, if it wasn't the leaves falling from the trees or the smell of football in the air, when Trevor tweets us, that's how we know football season's back. That's how we know. Thank you, Trevor. We always appreciate your support. Hail to the Commanders. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So, Stubb, we got to respond to Paul, who tweeted me about Hard Knocks. You are our Hard Knocks expert here, as you watched all of it from last season. So it's covering the Buffalo Bills now, huh?
Good team. Good team to pick. I mean, obviously, yeah. I'm excited to see some behind the scenes on, like, Josh Allen and stuff.
Yeah, and then in season, it'll be the Beasts of the East, the NFC East, and I am very much looking forward to that. So Hard Knocks starts tonight, Tuesday. We are right around the corner from the start of the NFL season. I mean, Thursday, three preseason games, and like we already said, the Bengals will be playing their starters for more than a drive, trying to get off to a fast start. Jaden Daniels, Justin Jefferson, and Saquon Barkley were featured on the latest commercials for the new EA Sports Madden 26 game. Saquon's on the cover, Jaden, NFL Rookie of the Year, and Justin Jefferson, the number 99 overall wide receiver, the best receiver in the game. So the best running back in the game, best receiver in the game, and the NFL's Rookie of the Year, the new franchise quarterback in Washington, one of the faces of the franchise and one of the new faces of the league, are in a commercial. And listen to what Jaden Daniels revealed when they were rewatching his Hail Mary, as all the guys were rewatching and commenting on their best plays of the season. Let's take a listen.
Nah, this was crazy, I ain't gonna lie. I was at home watching this one.
Was that 65 in the air?
Nah, you launched that one.
Blue!
I ain't gonna lie, that's like a dream.
Yeah,
that's like a Hail Mary?
Like a Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. That's a dream. To win a game like that?
Five-time him versus Caleb.
In the all black?
That's all.
What a broke rib. Damn.
With a broken rib, Jaden Daniels revealing that he threw the Hail Mary with a broken rib last year. I don't want to read too much into this, but we have to ask Michael Phillips about this later this week, Stubb, because him and I both said there needs to be an adult in the room. There needs to be an adult in the room. And based on what we saw last season, we felt like there was an adult in the room. Who let Jaden Daniels play with a broken rib? It could have derailed the whole season. It's similar to an RG3 situation, if you ask me. Now, obviously, it worked out well, and the team won 12 games, two more in the postseason, and he played through it like a badass. But I thought that was very interesting. I'm kind of surprised it's not making more national headlines. Grant Poulsen and Danny Ruye drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Thanks to Stubb. I'll see you guys tomorrow on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.